Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a
Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 6th of December, the year 2016. My goodness, where has this year gone? And this week's edition, folks, of Dating Today is brought to you by, as always, by the Mason Civic League. You can check out this wonderful local nonprofit civic organization by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to assist community members and groups that are in need. And again, many of those assisted by the Mason Civic League have exhausted all of their resources, and there are no government programs that can assist them, thus making the Mason Civic League their last hope. Folks, I tell you, I'm proud to partner with them. They've been an integral part of the success of this podcast. They're weekly sponsors. I cannot thank them enough for their confidence and faith in the programming here on Blog Talk Radio. So again, League for being such a dedicated sponsor. Again, you can find out more information about them. You can visit their office actually Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., which is located 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call them directly at 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. Make sure you like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram. Folks, and again, I can't say it enough, the Mason Civic League is a nonprofit civic organization, and your tax-deductible contribution is always welcome. I also want to give a thanks out here tonight, folks, on the podcast to Son Cubano. You can check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located right outside the Lincoln Tunnel in Western New Jersey, along the waterfront at 40-4 Riverwalk Place. You can call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020, 7 days a week. So for lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, make sure that Son Cubano is your destination of choice. Now, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline of Manhattan to enjoy all week long. So again, make sure you check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. You can also like them on Facebook and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I can't say enough about Son Cubano and the Mason Civic League folks, which were integral components to the success of last week's Holiday Happy Hour, my annual toy drive event that I hosted. I'll tell you a little bit more about the success of the event later on in the podcast. But again, I can't give special thanks enough to Son Cubano and, more importantly, the Mason Civic League. I also want to acknowledge folks here on the podcast. Check out cromcakes.com, www.cromcakes.com. Now, cromcakes.com is a wonderful social media site, and definitely you want to check it out. It's great, great content on there. And again, a special shout out to my good friend, Ashley Cromcakes, who has been a contributor on this program and as well also contributed to my philanthropic events throughout 2016 and even 2015 as well. So you definitely want to check out her website. A lot of good content on there, and she always welcomes feedback on the website. So check it out when you can, cromcakes.com. Also, folks, I want to give a shout out to roughrehab.org. Now, Rough Rehab is a no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. It's located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You can check out their website, www.ruffrehab.org. That's RUFFREHAB.org. Folks, a lot of wonderful pets there that deserve a home. Do me a favor, check out Rough Rehab, and you won't go wrong in finding that special pet that's going to make you really, really content. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, the toll-free hotline to call in this evening and opine, as always, is 646-649-1926. As always, 646-649-1926. And that's, you know, I always welcome feedback here on the podcast. Of course, you know, we have people listening all throughout the country here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I can't say enough about all my great listeners all the way down in Miami, Florida. Shout out to Antonio, my boy Antonio down there. Hope to see you soon, brother. Actually, you know what? In Raleigh, North Carolina, good friend of mine, Shelby, her fiance, Aaron, today celebrates his 30th birthday. So shout out to Aaron tonight on his 30th birthday and many more, brother. Good seeing you on Sunday during Sunday Fun Day. And again, hope you had a wonderful birthday. Again, just a shout out to other friends throughout the country. My boy Ty in Dallas, Texas, the home of the 11-1 Dallas Cowboys, best record in the NFL. Wouldn't you know that? And a good time to be a Cowboy fan for sure. And I'm getting all the way out in Bakersfield, California, in L.A. as well. Got some friends out there that listen in every week, and I appreciate the loyalty here on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, again, you can always write to the show, ProfessorFUJ@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter, @TheGloriousFUJ. And also on Instagram, you can find me @your_favorite_Fernando. And ladies and gentlemen, again, what can I say? It's December. My goodness, where is this year gone? It's just been quite a ride here on Dating Today. We've covered so much this year with the amount of content and just a lot of good topics. And I can tell you that I'm really pleased with the feedback I've received from not just listeners, which are comprised of, you know, some colleagues who may never admit it publicly, but they do to me privately. Current students, former students, friends of mine. I'm really flattered about the ongoing support of the show and people who just listen overall and enjoy the content and enjoy the programming each and every week. And again, going into 2017, certainly going to keep up the great programming and content and, try to, talk about, probably some new things in the dating scene and certainly cover all the bases and try to make sure that we help our listeners who are, just trying to sort of, get their feet wet out there, walk in the sand and sort of, dip their toe into the water and see how cold it is or how, that's what the show is about and helping my listeners here be more confident in today's dating scene because it's not always easy. As a matter of fact, I was actually talking recently with a friend of mine who we were just sort of discussing the elements about holiday parties and, how important those are when it comes to being sociable and working a room. And, it's sort of interesting where, I enjoy those type of things. I just hosted my recent holiday happy hour. And again, I can't say enough about the 60 plus attendees last Friday night at Son Cubano. We collected over 290 plus toys to help out local children. And again, throughout the night, just greeting guests, working a room, talking to people. I enjoy that stuff. And I think it's a skill, as I've told my listeners throughout the year and even, in all my episodes, how important it is to have that confidence, to be able to talk to others in public too. And again, listen, that's no different than today's dating scene for all my male and female listeners tonight. When you think about, going out somewhere and meeting someone, it can be a challenge for some. It's not always, it's not a skill that comes easy. For many people to be able to sort of put themselves out there, especially in today's dating scene. And today, about today's dating scene, I want to sort of delve into a topic that I think is one that really, I think, gets a lot of, attention. And I think also it gets a lot of scrutiny. And really today, I wanted to sort of cover the basis for both demographics here on the podcast. Normally sometimes I tailor the episode to more of a male audience and then other nights I tailor to a female audience. But today I think it's going to be something that there'll be sort of unanimous for both. And tonight I wanted to sort of cover the reasons why free dating apps are always going to be better than the paid ones. And, you know, listen, last week, if you missed any part of the broadcast with Miss Ashley Cromkicks, we had a really, really good episode talking about the holidays and, you know, whether or not you're single during the holidays and, you know, sort of the, not necessarily the pros and cons, but the realities of it. So if you missed it, I certainly urge you to check it out, www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe. Now, you know, folks, you know, being single for holidays isn't exactly ideal for some. If you're single, what I can always say to you is that you'll be fine, I promise. But there's a reason why dating apps notice sort of a huge spike in their metrics and along in terms of the algorithms that they look at when it comes to participation when the holidays roll around. And listen, it's nice to have someone to go on dates with during the holidays, especially since there are so many romantic couple activities to choose from, whether it's going to see a tree in New York City, you know, the famous Rockefeller Center tree, or whether it's off to go to museums or just to go to holiday parties together. There's tons of things to do. And at the same time, there are countless dating apps, you know, but there are only a few good ones that I actually recommend to newly single friends that are looking for sort of a winter or, you know, the forever type of partner. And, you know, today I think I also sort of want to give the 411 to both my male and female listeners about what this is, you know, what this is all comprised of. And, you know, many people assume that paid dating sites promise better matches, better dates, and better results. And I would argue that they're wrong. And I can tell you when I've used dating apps in my lifetime, which hasn't been a lot. I mean, I can't say it's been an overwhelming amount of times I've used them. But when I have, I mean, I think I've been successful at them. And the first thing I think we have to look at when it comes to looking at dating apps is, you know, what is it exactly that you're looking for? And this is a question that I ask to all my listeners, both male and female. You know, what are you looking for? Are you looking for just sort of a, someone just to sort of snuggle with during the holiday season, during cuffing season, as we call it sometimes. What exactly is the agenda? You know, are you looking just to hook up with someone and not, you know, sort of make it official and not be committed to one person? You know, you just sort of want to be like a serial dater. And sometimes I think that dating apps allow and they sort of, you know, motivate this behavior. I can tell you my lifetime when I've used them, when I've been single, that, you know, it serves a purpose. And again, as a guy, especially here in the New York City area, there's such an overwhelming amount of people. I mean, we're talking about millions and millions of people. And statistically speaking, you know, women outnumber men about 4-1 in the New Jersey, New York City area. So again, if you're a guy and you're looking to find female companionship, these dating apps are not going to disappoint. Now, again, I think we have to sort of be realistic as well, and that it takes a little bit of sort of a sorting process. It's not something that's just going to happen right away. You have to be somewhat original or make your profile stand out, which can be difficult. You know, and on a page of, you know, tens of thousands of guys looking for the same thing you are, you have to sort of be unique and different, and that's not always easy. I think it's important to, you know, take a chance. I'm not saying falsify or be misleading your profile. No, not at all. I do not encourage that at all. However, I think you have to sort of stand out. I think you have to sort of roll the dice, gamble a little bit, and put yourself out there. I think that, you know, the one element about the internet that has allowed for this is the fact that, you know, men sometimes, I think, may not always be forthcoming in their profiles. I think they may just sort of do the bare minimum. And the problem is that when you do the bare minimum, you're going to get a sort of a bare minimum result. And if you're looking to meet someone different or exciting, that's not the way to go about it. And I'll say this much tonight, you know, the reasons I'm listing for you, again, I think is, you know, based on research I've done and just from personal experience. But the first one I can tell you tonight, and again, this goes out to the ladies, you know, the guys using paid sites are also using free sites. You know, in previous years, you know, I've used apps such as Tinder and Happn, for example. And listen, it's free, it's easy to use, and all of the most eligible bachelors near you are on it. And I think that's something important for ladies to sort of to keep in mind. I think ladies quickly figure out that many of the great guys using free dating apps are also using the paid ones. And, you know, many women know this because they've either seen them on the pay site or because they've asked out of curiosity. And I think that many ladies, when they do this, you know, they find themselves sort of questioning, well, what does this mean exactly? Well, it means that people who use paid dating sites are also using the free ones. So you don't need to spend money to meet them. And I think this is something that's very big for the ladies listening tonight. And I don't think you have to do that. Now, listen, you never know which site your perfect candidate will be searching on. And you can't predict where you might find that perfect person. So it's best to cover all your bases. Now, again, what I would say to you is, you know, think about this example. And I'll sort of use one I think that's very tangible for everyone listening tonight. You know, compare a dating search to, for example, a CEO looking for an assistant. Now, yes, the CEO might want to spend $150 to place an ad on a highly reputable job board or website or placement type of agency. But guess what? They'll probably also post a free ad on Craigslist as well. Because you know what? Why not? You have the advantages of paying for an advertisement. And there are, you know, you also have the advantage of not having to pay for an advertisement. And what you're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, really, you know, is you're advertising yourself. You're putting yourself out there to date, and you're advertising who you are. You're advertising the type of person that you want to attract. And I can tell you from experience when I've used them, I've always had this mentality, I think, for me, that I'm going to be as forthcoming as I can about who I am, but I'm not going to sort of glorify a lot. And I remember last year, you know, being single during the holidays that, you know, a friend of mine looked at one of my profiles, I think on one of the dating apps, and, you know, we sort of helped each other out and we, you know, critiqued each other's profile and said, okay, well, let me see what needs to be omitted, what needs to be added. You know, let's try to not spice it up, but, you know, what makes this profile stand out? And I was helping my friend do this because I mean, she definitely needed more the help than I did. Nothing against her. You know, she's great. She's great people. But I knew that I think that she came off as sort of, you know, very strong and sort of very abrupt. And I think that that might have thrown off some guys. And I even told her something. You might put some guys off if you come off as, you know, bombastic as you are, which is not a bad thing. I mean, this is who you are. You're a very strong, opinionated person. But, you know, you may want to tone it down a bit. Maybe some guys aren't going to be receptive to that. And for me, she said, well, you know, you certainly want to stand out. I mean, obviously, you're going to milk the whole, you know, professor angle, and certainly that you're educated, that you're Hispanic, that you're handsome. You know, I mean, I don't have to say it. I mean, you can just look at the pictures I posted, and yes, you can tell. I mean, it's not something that I have to sort of announce. I mean, I think it's sort of, it's a given. And I'm not saying that to be cocky or arrogant or smug. So sorry if it comes off that way, but we're just being realistic, you know, we're just being observant, folks. Again, I think what's important to realize here is that, you know, when you're on these sites, certainly, now, again, I didn't feel the need to have to pay for any sites. I have in the past. I know that years ago I used one of those sort of like discount promos from Match.com. Now, Match.com, let me tell you, was quite the experience. It involved a lot more work. It involved a hell of a lot more, I think, effort to sit down and really answer those questions that they would pose in those, you know, love tests and compatibility tests. I remember at one point sitting on Match and literally being at my computer for over an hour answering questions. And I get it. You know, I was interested in looking for someone and really narrowing down the prospects. And I think that that's important. I think if you're general, you know, for example, if you go on a site like Plenty of Fish, which is a free site, I mean, that's pretty much a meat market. You know, you're just entering a zip code and you're looking to see who's there. And to be honest, that's just something that I, you know, I knew that I could find someone on there, but I wasn't sure exactly if it was going to be quality, if it was someone who was sort of looking for the same things I was looking for, and I sort of steered away from that. So, you know, I tried Match, you know, the little introductory period, whatever, it was a promo discount code I got, you know, so I did the 3 months. And I remember when I did that a while back, you know, it was advantageous. I went on a few dates. Actually, I remember I went on 10 dates with 10 different women. And it was interesting. It was interesting. And I actually talked about it at length in one of the chapters for Dating Today, as the book is almost near completion. I talked about my online dating experience. And, you know, I didn't go out of my way to be misleading. I didn't go out of my way to, you know, misrepresent myself on my profile. But the type of women that were clicking on me or answering back or anything was very interesting. It was very versatile. And I you know, it, overall, it was a pretty good experience. I think I got what I wanted out of it. I realized after the first few dates and after seeing that I wasn't really getting the hits that I was expecting, that I sort of looked at Match, as many other people have told me that it is. They've told me that Match is a glorified hookup site. And it was. I remember using Match, and I remember that out of the 10 dates, I ended up hooking up with 7 of them. And, you know, I didn't really have to put much of an effort to do so. And again, I'm not saying this to be cocky or smug, ladies and gentlemen. So again, don't misrepresent what I'm saying here. What I'm trying to sort of, you know, clarify for you is the fact that, you know, a site like Match, which has always been historically one that, you know, is advertised heavily on television and on the internet, is one that, you know, a lot of dating websites will say, well, it's very successful, it's very effective. I mean, it ended up being nothing more than a glorified hookup site that you're paying for. And people that I knew that had experimented with Match essentially told me the same thing. I knew buddies of mine, and I knew female friends of mine that had gone on Match, and it was the same type of result. So at that point, I said, okay, well, I'm not alone. I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not imagining this. But that's what ended up happening with a pay site. And, you know, when I realized that there was so much out there in terms of free sites, I said, you know what, let me try those. And yeah, it was effective. You know, certainly if I had used Tinder, when I have used Tinder in the past, you know, it was effective. I was able to meet, you know, different types of women locally. The same thing with Happn, stuff like that. And, you know, it's something that was really interesting to me. And, you know, I looked at it, I was like, well, wait a minute. I know as a guy, and based on the fact that the demographics are in my favor, I don't think I'll ever have to spend money on a dating app to meet women. I don't have to. I mean, it's right there, and there's such an abundant amount of potential female counterparts to meet because of these free apps. So again, you know, lose anything if you can find a discount or a promo code for a paid app. You know, if you want to use it